Kellen, what did that win mean for you guys to get that today?
It was huge. I knew coming into the game that we were going to face some elements today, and that the more mentally tough team was going to win the game. And it was huge for us to run the ball the way we did today, given the conditions. It made it tough to throw the ball, but sometimes that's just part of it. I just did my best try to manage the game. I had those two turnovers, but just sometimes this is the way it goes. I just try to have a short-term memory and not let that define my next play, and just do whatever I can to put ourselves and this team in a position to win. And our O-line played a phenomenal game today. I thought they played really physical, and we were led by those guys. And there's no way better way to go out than like that with those seniors up front. So we're just really proud of them. Jordan Brown, him healthy is huge. He can make plays, and he's a versatile back. And he did really well in Jakardia. He got an opportunity tonight, and I was really excited for him that he capitalized on it, and kind of showed us what he's capable of doing just for the future. He's a great kid, and he's kind of battled some injuries this season, but he's healthy and whatnot. But we just got to continue to help him, understand our playbook fully, to where he can be on there, be in there in passing situations and understanding, the pass protections and all that kind of stuff. But that, that's a process. YB Youngblood is phenomenal, doing a great job, just making plays for us. I just really, truly love, Josh's approach. I'm just going to keep on him, as many people will, about just staying grounded and, continuing to just, improve. The sky's the limits for him, truly. And he is just scratching at the surface to what he can be and what I know he can be. And I'm just going to do my best to push him and lead him the best way I possibly can. But, when you're out on the field with people like that, like Josh and, Jordan, James, this whole offensive line, Dalton Schoen, literally everybody, that's what makes this game so special. That's what makes my love for the game so great. And, it was a great team win today. Blake Lynch kicked the ball well. Defense played well. I thought, other than giving up a couple big plays, but our special teams did great, and it was just all around. Everybody contributed, and that's what makes this special. And it's a great way to finish the season, and we put ourselves in position to be in a really good bowl game and to really go finish the season out the way that we want to.
You're surrounded by a lot of seniors. What has the senior class meant to you?
I was talking to them last night in the hotel, and I felt like, I feel like in a way that I'm part of that class because I came in early, and a lot of my friends are in that class. My two best friends, Denzel and JD, who I live with, are in that grade. Scott France and Bama and all those guys. I remember one of my first weekends here in the spring. I was sitting here, didn't know a soul, and didn't have any friends or anything. And Scott France reached out to me and told me to come down to his room and hang out with them. And it was me and Bama, Holtorf, Curl, all that group of guys, and we were all freshmen at the time. And, same with Denzel and JD. Denzel reached out to me, knew I didn't have any friends or know anybody yet, and told me to come down to his room and hang out with him. And he just got me, around people, and those are the guys that, I felt like I really came in here with and were part of. And that's really just something that's really special to me, and the relationships that I've created with those guys. And, there's 27 of them, and that just says a lot about them and how they've stuck around here, through some adversity and hardships, and have persevered and accepted this new coaching staff and embraced that. And, we've had a great, season. We exceeded people's expectations, which is, not what it's about, obviously, but we knew we were way better than what people were giving us credit for. And we just took it, one week at a time. And we had some great leadership with our seniors, and it's going to be huge for us to go capitalize on our opportunity in the bowl game and really go top it off for them.
Was either direction easier to throw into, or was it tough no matter which way you were going tonight?
I felt better one way. In the first quarter, I mean, it was like the wind was just swirling kind of, it was tough. I don't know how else to put it. That's probably one of the hardest conditions that I played in before. And, it was challenging for us to throw the ball. But, you know, that's part of it, you know, and it's not, like I've always said, it's not really, you know, about, you know, how many yards I throw for or touchdowns and all that, this, you know, statistical stuff is not what's important. You know, we found a way to win. And, you know, like I've said, if that's me handing the ball off 40 times or running it, throwing it, whatever the case may be, whatever the coaches are calling me to do, I'm going to do my best to execute that the best that I can for this team and to put us in positions to win. And, you know, I felt like for the most part I did that today. And our offense, you know, we were clicking and finally got that run game going. I think that was, like this, like I said, the common denominator to our success today. And we just got to keep building off of it. We're going to have some time off to get healthy, which I think is huge because we're pretty banged up. And, you know, it's going to give an opportunity for the younger guys in our program to get some work. And, you know, it's just huge for our program to have this opportunity to get into a bowl game and not just a 6-6, you know, bowl game and whatnot. So I'm really excited for the opportunity. You know, I'm going to take some time here to, you know, step away and kind of refresh a little bit. These last, you know, 6 or 7 straight weeks have been a grind. And, you know, I'm just really proud of this team, the way that, you know, we were just mentally tough and we were beat up. People kept on fighting through it and sticking together. Coaches, you know, kept on, you know, pouring their all into us. And, you know, ultimately that paid off for us in the way that we finished the season.